We open up our Coach Speak program here on this Monday evening, talking high school baseball here on 95.7 FM, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. Rare in-person interview, but first stop, we're talking with Webster City assistant coach Jory Dybig. And Jory, thanks for taking the time to talk to us here on this Monday.
Absolutely, yep.
So as we first chance we've really had to talk about Webster City baseball, I mean, what a start to the year it has been for this ball club. 15-5 record. I know, you know, we'll talk about it in a little bit, a little bump you guys have hit in the road, you know, late last week, but 15-2 start to the season. You're sitting only with one loss in conference play, and that loss was just by one run. That this is a team that I remember last year there was a lot of talk about this, the talent and potential this team had. Didn't quite materialize last year. This year it really has materialized. And what do you think has been the key difference that you, Coach Kehoe, and the rest of the staff have seen between maybe why last year didn't materialize and why it's all coming together now?
Well, we're definitely senior heavy this year, so the leadership factors played a big role. So the guys that are seniors have had a lot of experience. They've played in big games, and I think that confidence level is just taken over. So we go out on the field every night. We know we can compete, know that we should win. And unfortunately, lately it's led to a few losses. But as a whole, season's been a success so far, for sure.
And you take a look at, I know in the early portion there were some dominant wins, and we're getting into the dog days of summer, but still, even in some of those losses, you're getting some outstanding performances. You know, you talk about how senior heavy this group is. You know, I think, first stop at the plate, Jackson Grip is somebody whose average is among the best, you know, not only in 3A, but the entire state. You know, for most of the year, he's been hitting at or above 500. He's been getting on base. He's been driving in runs, getting extra base hits. He's really been able to blend all of it together at the plate. And you've got other guys, Matt Testall, somebody that's a threat every time who steps into the box. Carter Michelson, someone who's played really well and batted really well at the plate as of late. Cyrus Willard, a transfer coming in from Eagle Grove, has really made dividends and added another threat to that lineup in terms of run production. So when you just look at this lineup and how they're able to produce, and it's really not just 1-4, it's 1-9 that can produce any given night. Just what has led to the sustained success of the lineup, 1-9, being able to drive in runs at any given matter?
Yeah, I mean, we've got contact guys for sure, and again, that senior leadership, they know that they can put the ball in play hard, and when they do get on base, super aggressive on the bases, just pure athleticism, aggressive mindset, and you know, they're putting it all together, and the pitching is the same way too. You know, those guys all throw for us too, so they go out there just knowing that they're better than anybody else that they're facing, and it pays off more often than not. So,
and on the other side, the pitching staff is something I think that has made the biggest difference. This feels like, in close to my 5 years here, this feels like maybe the deepest pitching staff that this program has had. Obviously, you have number one in your son, Braylon. Matt Testall, somebody who's taken a huge step forward, one of the top pitchers statistically right now in Class 3A in terms of innings pitched, strikeouts as well. He's done a fantastic job. Carter Michelson, somebody, whether he's starting or he's coming in a closer type of situation, he's delivered time and time again. Cyrus Willard, somebody with starting pitching experience as well. And it just feels like this is a roster where, in years past with Webster City, you know, there's been two or three guys that can really get it done any given time. It feels like there's four, five, maybe even six guys, depending on the situation, that it feels like can get it done at any given time.
Yeah, I'd say there's been one or two lately. Mm-hmm. And now this year, you know, we go four, five, six deep. So, again, that's, you know, some of them have waited for this opportunity. Some of them have, you know, been throwing for the past two, 3 years. But, again, just a lot of hard off season work, improving their velos, and then again just that confidence level being on the mound. And you know, we've had a few injuries, nothing very serious, but we're, you know, some nagging injuries that we're trying to get over right now. And yeah, the confidence level's been great, starts have been good. Carter Michelson's been coming in and kind of closing some games for us, and it's definitely different knowing that we've got four, five, six starters, but also the defense, pitchers thrown with confidence knowing that they've got a great defense. I mean, our outfield flies around, makes plays, infield solid. Caleb Hansen behind the plate's just been an absolute warrior behind the plate, catching, you know, 14 innings a night on these doubleheader nights. And so it all goes together, and the confidence is certainly there for the pitching staff.
And you look ahead to the schedule coming up, obviously big doubleheader tonight with Clear Lake, and obviously a big night all around the NCC. You got two other teams are right behind you in the standings with Hubble now going. Obviously, you guys will control what you can control here tonight against Clear Lake. And the rest of the week, you've got some good games coming up. Pocahontas area coming up on Tuesday. You got the Prongy Classic on Friday against a ranked Urbandale team out of 4A. Yeah. That will present a test. And then a pretty loaded last full week of the regular season with two doubleheaders, including a makeup with IFA. You got a North Polk team that's historically very good, as well as a good Forest City team coming in. Hampton Dumont's in there as well. And just, you know, it's kind of a sprint here to the end of the season for this team with how many games and the quality of opponent they have. Just what's going to be the key for this team to end the regular season on a high note and try to position themselves very well in the postseason?
Yeah, second half is definitely a gauntlet for us. Definitely a tough schedule. So we got to stay healthy, get, you know, 5-6 quality innings out of our pitchers every start. Not deplete our bullpen, and just keep hammering away. You know, the conference games are huge, and tonight's a big one, and we'll just see what happens. Just play our style, which is hard-nosed baseball, and pitchers that execute strikes and defense that makes plays, and see what happens.
All right, thanks, Jory, for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Clear Lake.
Thank you.
All right, that is Webster City assistant coach Jory Dybek here in our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto, as we are back with South Hamilton coach Cole Swenson after the break on 95.7 FM.